Hello, and in this episode, we're going to talk about some new initiatives by the IRS to help taxpayers in trouble. Hello, my name is Jim Wade. I'm a tax attorney here in Maine, and welcome to Tax Resolution Talk, where I discuss how you can stay out of trouble with the IRS, or if you find yourself in trouble, how to get out of it. And this is for individuals and small businesses. So, as I discussed here initially, the IRS has come out with some new initiatives. It was a couple weeks ago. We still don't have a lot of details, but looking at the broad outlines, it looks like some good stuff is in the works. I hope for more, but maybe the IRS is holding off to doing some additional things because of we had the election, a possible change in administration, and you know some uncertainty there. But here's what the IRS has sort of on the stove right now. So for one, in one of the initiatives, it's an extension to pay. Typically, if you can fully pay, but maybe you need some time to get some money, whether it be a loan from family or friends, or maybe tap into the equity of your home, you can ask for a 120-day extension to pay. You know, you don't need to pay a filing fee. You don't need to set up anything. You just get 120 days to full pay. And if it doesn't work out, that's okay. You can still work out some sort of payment arrangement for whatever is unpaid. Well, that 120 days has been extended to 180 days. For some people, this may work. I think I used this particular strategy twice last year. You know, person could pay, they just needed time and protection from the IRS taking any collection action. This worked out. So if this works for you, this may be something that can help out. And this is a short-term payment plan extended from 120 to 180 days. Now, the next one, this may not apply to a lot of taxpayers, but if you have an offer in compromise that has been accepted, but you're not, you know, able to pay all of the required payments to complete the offer, then you may be able to get some relief. Like I said, this is not something that we have a lot of details on. I expect that we'll get more down the road. The IRS just said, hey, they're offering some flexibility if you're temporarily unable to meet the payment terms of an accepted offer. I suspect that they'll be either you'll be allowed more payments on the schedule, or maybe you can do a balloon at the end to make up for what you haven't paid. Who knows, but it'll be something like that. The next initiative is that if you have an existing installment agreement, that's your monthly payment plan with the IRS. This is for individuals and for out-of-business taxpayers. So if you have a business and it's still currently operating, this won't apply to you. But for those individuals and out-of-business entities, if you have an installment agreement and you're making payments on it and you accrue a new tax debt, typically that's a default in the agreement. And then you'd have to go back to the IRS and try to sort of reinstitute it. Well, now the IRS is going to automatically roll that new tax debt into this existing installment agreement. I know I sound like a broken record, but again, we don't have details. I'm not sure how this is going to impact the existing agreement as far as a payment amount, length of payments. Don't know. But I suspect what will happen is if you can continue to make the payments at the current amount and still fully pay, before the IRS can no longer collect, and that's something will be called the CSED. That's your collection statute end date. Typically, that's about 10 years. So if within the 10 years from the date a tax is assessed, the IRS has to get paid or some other payment arrangement has to be worked out to pay less. But generally 10 years. So if you're going to fully pay, it has to be fully paid within that 10 years. So if you've got an installment agreement, you're making payments on it, if there's some wiggle room in there where you can fully pay it at the existing monthly payment, even adding on the new balances, probably that will stay the same. But if adding the new balance means you're not going to be able to fully pay it by the end of that 10-year statute, then likely you'll probably see an increase in the payment. So something you'd want to consider and plan for if you have a new tax debt that's coming up. Likely for people who had a hard year in 2019, 2020, probably going to be for 2020 tax year, likely you're looking at an issue there. So if you can get the money full pay so you don't add a new tax debt, but if you're going to add a new tax debt, then at least for 2020, it shouldn't be a default, but you'll need to plan for, okay, what's this going to do? So in quick summary, if you have an existing installment agreement, that monthly payment, you accrue new tax debt, and you're an individual or an out-of-business taxpayer, the IRS is just going to roll that balance in. This one, if you have, you're an individual taxpayer and you only owe for 2019, as long as you owe $250,000 or less, you may qualify to set up an installment agreement without having a notice of federal tax lien filed. Now, when there is a tax debt and you owe on that, the IRS, they'll send you out a notice demanding payment, and once you don't pay it, a lien arises by law in the IRS's favor, meaning that buying and selling property, the IRS has a lien on it, a claim against sort of the property. So if you transfer property to family or you sell it and get money, the IRS lien stays on that property. And so they can go after third parties to collect. So that lien's automatically there. Now, the IRS, to get priority over other creditors, so for example, you've got a piece of real estate, there's a mortgage on it, but you have some equity. If the state files a lien or you owe someone some money and they get a judgment against you and file a lien, if the IRS doesn't file this notice of federal tax lien, then they will get priority over the IRS if there's a subsequent sale of that real estate down the road. So what this initiative is saying is that, hey, the lien will still be there, likely. Usually, if you owe more than $10,000, you can expect the IRS to file a lien. But in this case, they won't. So the world will not know that you owe the IRS. So it's only 1 year only. Sorry, I'm kind of saying that twice. 2019 only for individuals. It's a one-time offer. So if you default on this agreement or you have a new tax debt, guess what? It doesn't apply. They will file that lien, that notice of federal tax lien. So I think it's really good if you just have this 1 year and you're not going to fall into this problem again. For everybody else, if you're looking at 2020 and it's not looking good, it's not going to apply to you. Or if you're a business, it won't apply. But it's sort of a good, generous one-time offer worth taking a look at. If you owe less than $250,000, and this is for individuals or for out-of-business sole proprietorships who owe $250,000 or less, you can set up an installment agreement without having to provide a financial statement or other substantiation of their monthly payment amount that you want to request, so long as it's going to fully pay within that collection statute period, that 10 years. And I got to put a little asterisk there because the 10 years can be extended for things like bankruptcy or filing an offer in compromise, but generally it's 10 years. So $250 or less, individual, or you're an out-of-business sole proprietorship. I'm not sure why they say it that way, because it's kind of the same thing, individual. If you're out-of-business sole proprietorship, you're filing a Schedule C, which is on an individual return, but that's the way they say it. I'm sure there's a distinction in there I'm just not seeing. But if you're a business, no dice. This also doesn't apply if a revenue officer gets involved, because they're limited to, I believe, $100,000, not $250,000. So this is an encouragement that if you owe $250 or less, to act quickly, because if you don't, the IRS generally runs most of their collection accounts through the ACS, the Automated Collection System. But if they don't get any reaction from the taxpayer, then they will send it to a revenue officer who will seek to collect. These are sort of the on-the-ground personnel at the IRS who, you know, sort of go after these larger accounts. But if you qualify and you really, you know, maybe you have some reasons for not providing financial statements, or you just want to get it done, this may be a great deal. And finally, if you're already in an existing, what they call a direct debit installment agreement, that is just a very long way of saying It's being taken directly out of your account as opposed to you running a check to the IRS. You now may have the ability to go to the online payment agreement system at irs.gov and propose a lower payment amount. Or if maybe it isn't so much that you can't pay as much, maybe you just need to change the date, you can change those. Again, not a lot of details. I'm not sure that you can do that right now, but if you can, that would be fantastic. There are many taxpayers that I have who I'm working with, and they need to change the payment amount, and there's no easy way to do it. You've got to write a letter to the IRS saying, hey, we can't afford to pay it. You've got to produce a whole bunch of documentation, and then wait. And so far, the two I've sent in, I'm still waiting, and that's been 3 months. So this may be a way to sort of speed up the process, give you some certainty as to yay or nay from the IRS, can I change it? So those are the initiatives that just came out. I hope you found this helpful. If you or someone you know has a tax problem, please give me a call at 207-502-7181, or you can email me at jwade@jdwadelaw.com. And don't worry, this will be in the show notes in case you don't want to try to write it down while I'm talking. And as always, I welcome any input as to topics that you'd like me to talk about. I enjoy sort of taking the time to give out some of the information that I know. There's always much more that can be said about something than, you know, there's possible time to do it, say like in a blog or, you know, sort of news articles. So this is sort of a quick way to do a brain dump on things and share it with the rest of you. So with that, I hope you all have a great day and thank you for listening.